Howdy, everyone. This is Andrew.
And this is Christian. We're back with a little more Basically This.
Basically This. It's been so long.
Yeah, like months.
We promised the viewers, listeners. I always call them viewers.
I call them viewers, you know?
Stupid reason.
Yeah, because we're idiots.
Yeah, but we love our viewers.
Yeah. Everyone who watches
us, we really appreciate
your support. And thanks for watching.
Love everyone that watches our podcast.
Yeah, specifically.
Yeah. With their
eyes. So this week, Andrew has been getting me hyped because he came up with a brand new idea.
I did.
And I have no idea what it is.
He has no idea what we're about to do, and I don't know. We'll try to make it as fun as possible. It'll definitely, I think you'll like it.
Yeah.
Even though you're totally in the dark about what we're doing.
Yeah.
So here's the thing.
Okay.
Here's the thing.
Yeah, basically.
Great podcast, by the way. You should go listen to them.
Yeah. We thought we were going to be called that for a
while. We were going to steal that one. I have on my computer listed out a few songs and lyrics from songs. Okay?
No way.
Here's what you're going to do.
Yeah.
I've taken some lyrics from some love songs and some lyrics from some worship songs.
Oh, yes.
And you're going to try and guess, is it a worship lyric or is it a love song lyric?
Wow.
Okay?
Wow.
Nowadays, you know, worship lyrics can kind of sound a little bit like love songs.
Yeah.
And it can kind of be hard to tell sometimes.
Yeah, they're all kind of the same.
Yeah. Well, no.
Yeah.
One's about women, the other one, or men, and the other one's about God. But I mean, putting all that aside, they're essentially the exact same.
But other than that, really the same.
Okay. So, you put me on the spot during a couple episodes ago for our LaCroix podcast. So I'm going to put you on the spot, and you're going to try and see if you can guess which is which.
Okay. I love it.
I'm going to do a little test here, because this one I think would be super simple. You should be able to get it.
Okay.
If you don't get it right, I mean, I don't know what you're doing.
Okay.
All right, so
to be clear, like, I don't really listen to a lot of like worship music, or love music, because I don't have anyone.
So naturally,
jeez,
sheesh, because you're not in love and you don't believe in
What? Actually, both of those are not true.
Yeah,
yes.
Do you
believe in God and am in love?
So I'm gonna read the lyric, and you're gonna simply guess worship song or love song.
Okay.
And then if you want, you can guess the artist or the song name.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
If you want to.
Going for bonus points.
Yeah.
Is there like a prize that I get?
I don't know. Maybe the listeners can decide.
Okay.
I don't know how we're going to go about doing that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll buy you a Starbucks.
Okay.
How about that?
If you get
one right.
All right, this first one's gonna be a test. If you get one right, you get a Starbucks.
Yeah. Easy. I'll buy you a Starbucks if you get, how many do I have actually?
What about like more than 50%?
Okay. Well, you'll be able to get 50.
Okay, two-thirds.
I'd say, 75%. No.
Andrew's a math major.
I think you should
two-thirds.
Be able
to. Yeah, exactly. 75%.
Yeah, exactly. I'm good at this. I would say if you're not getting 3/4 of these right, I don't know.
Okay.
I think they'll be relatively easy, but just thinking of them from both sides, I don't know. I don't actually know how you're gonna do.
Okay. We'll say 75% Starbucks.
Yeah, we'll say that. All right. Here we go. So the test. Here's the lyric. 'Cause all of me loves all of you, love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections.
I really want to sing it, like, as you say it, like the tune, like,
I'm, that's gonna be hard for me, like, trying not
to read it instead of actually singing
it.
Yeah. To be honest, when you're introducing this idea, I thought you were gonna make me sing songs like on the podcast. I was
no, what have I done?
Yeah, so next week I'm gonna make Andrew sing songs.
Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections.
Yeah, I love how we were right. Nope.
All right, so was that a worship song or was that a love song?
Honestly, like, if this was a worship song, like, that would be actually the most whack thing. Like, so it was weird. Like singing to God and they're like, I love your curves and your edges, God.
Mm. All your perfect imperfections.
Oh,
like,
yes. Yeah, some deep theology heresy, there. Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, it's a love song.
This is a controversial podcast. If you're listening in, I mean,
we're about to lose half of our 20 listeners. Yeah.
Sheesh. This is just the test round too. Who knows what's gonna come up in
no.
The
oh man.
Real round. So, okay.
Love song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you,
I honestly you don't know who sings it.
You don't know who sings
no,
it?
I have no
like, do you know the song name?
Is it All of Me?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's by John Legend.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You're right. Yeah.
I think you knew that, but
it was in there. I was just not thinking. Wow.
All right, so it's gonna go kind of like that.
Okay.
And I think the ones that I chose are pretty good.
Okay.
And you'll be taken.
I'm excited.
All right. So this one's a pretty short one. So worship song or love song?
Mm-hmm.
For I am yours and you are mine. Ooh, I stumped it, boys.
I feel like that could be in like any song.
Mm-hmm.
Like.
Mm-hmm.
Can you sing it to me as a hint?
I guess.
Okay.
It goes, for I am yours. And
okay, that's a worship song.
Okay. I feel like I shouldn't.
No, you shouldn't. Man.
That's giving you a little too much.
Yeah.
But yes,
it's
was
too
a,
easy.
It was a worship song. Do you know the song?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think you would have sang this in worship.
Okay.
It's Oceans by Hillsong.
Oh, yes.
One of your favorites.
High quality. Wow.
All right, so you're one for one right now.
Okay.
But I gave you a little bit of a boost on that one. So we'll say that was one half.
We'll say it doesn't count, because there's no way I would... Okay.
All right. Here's the next one. Look at the stars. Look how they shine for you and everything you do.
Okay, this one's a love song.
How do you know?
Because I know it. The tune's in my head.
Okay.
It's a.
I've never actually.
It's
heard
either
this
like
song.
A Coldplay or a Train song.
It is a Coldplay song.
Okay, yeah.
I've actually never heard it, and when I
it's
saw
pretty
the lyric,
hype.
I'm like,
it's pretty hype.
Okay. It's called Yellow.
Yeah.
By Coldplay.
Yeah. Really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back when they were good.
So yes, you were correct. Ding 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 ding. Maybe I'll add sound effects.
Oh,
or something.
Yeah, you should. That'd be hype.
Like a little air horn.
But it's just you like recording later.
Yeah,
and like you put your own voice in.
Yay! I'll do like a crowd cheering, but it'll just be like several
just a bunch of years,
several me's just like cheering. Yeah. That'd be so funny.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Okay.
All right. So we got that one.
Two for one right now.
Yes. Wait.
Two for three.
Well, including we're not including.
Oh, we're not.
The test.
Okay. One for two.
We're just gonna say that was our first one.
Okay.
You
duped me there.
All right, so I'm gonna delete that. All right.
Okay.
Next one. Worship song or love song? The colors of the morning are inside your eyes.
What? What does that even mean? What does that mean?
The colors of the morning are inside your eyes.
Who has morning colors in their eyes? Are they like very dark? Or are they like reflecting?
That's a great question. Maybe it's just like maybe their eyes are like super pink and red and orange. I don't know. But what would you say, worship song or love song?
I gotta lean worship just because like that's so whack, it must be a worship song, you know? Like only a worship song would have a lyric like that that's just like, what?
Yeah, okay, it is a worship song.
Okay.
It is the song You're Beautiful by Phil Wickham.
Oh yes. Oh, Will Pickham will take it.
Will
Yeah.
Alright.
You're beautiful.
Next one. I'm finding it hard to believe we're in heaven.
What? What is it? This would be amazing if this was like a worship song, because I feel like everyone singing it would just be so confused. Like, wait, are we? Maybe they wrote it and they were like, this is what we'll sing when we're in heaven, you know? They were like planning ahead.
Maybe. I don't know. Okay. A lot of these are taken out of context, so
yeah,
I think that's what adds to.
That's what it certainly does.
Yeah.
Yeah. You all of a sudden realize like that makes no sense.
Yeah. I think any one of these lyrics
on its own,
like, yeah, could just not make sense.
Yeah. I gotta go love song. One, because I sort of think you're pulling a little trickery on me with the heaven reference.
That's
but also cool. Because like I just can't imagine this being an actual worship song.
Yeah. All right, it is a love song.
Okay.
You're correct.
Wow. Okay.
So I think you're 3 for 3.
Yeah.
See, this is easier than you thought.
I'm too good. Yeah.
Maybe. All right.
Maybe.
Next one. I'm gonna love you forever and ever, forever and ever. Amen.
I just imagine like, you're like writing like a love note to someone and you're like you're just like I'ma love you forever and ever
and ever and ever.
Amen.
Amen.
Whoa, oh jeez.
That is funny.
Oh man, next time I'm on the phone with Ashley, I'll be like, hey, I love you, you know, forever and ever and amen.
Forever and ever. Amen.
And then just hang up the phone.
Alright.
Okay, I gotta
worship song.
I gotta say worship, because I can't imagine ending. I don't, but yeah, worship.
It is not a worship song.
No.
It is a love song.
Are you serious? What love song is
it? It's the song Forever and Ever Amen by Randy Travis.
What?
I don't know.
Randy, why?
Randy, what are you doing?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I don't know. That one was, like, surprising to me, too, a little bit.
Wow,
like,
yeah.
Found it, I'm like,
I thought you, like, messed up by including the amen in there. I was like, oh, man, he's tipped his head.
Like, oh, shoot. Little did you know.
Little, I got played there.
Man, wow. All right, next one. You're all I want, you're all I need, you're everything.
Who is writing these songs?
It's either a worship artist or a love song artist.
Oh my gosh! Or maybe both, maybe they just go back and forth.
Yeah, maybe, maybe they don't know who they're singing to. They're just like picturing in their mind like, some mysterious figure.
Just a big heart.
You're what I want.
Yeah, and need.
I don't know what you are, but you're the one.
Yeah. Here's to the one. Yeah.
Here's to the one.
You're all I want. You're all I need.
You're everything.
You're everything. I'm just going to keep guessing worship, because I feel like eventually we've got to land on a worship song.
All right, this one was a worship song.
Yes. So. Okay. Well, okay.
Well done.
Yeah.
It's the song "Everything" by Lifehouse.
Wow.
It's a song that I used to sing for like I don't know at my old church.
Okay.
Worship.
Okay.
But that was like a long time ago.
All I want, you're all I need. You're my everything.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Next one.
All right.
All right. So you've gotten 4 out of 5.
4 for 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're doing pretty good.
I know, Randy did me dirty there, but
yeah.
I'm honestly... Yeah.
You're back on track.
Yeah.
You're back on track. All right. Next one. Your love is surprising. I can feel it rising. All the joy that's growing deep inside of me.
You're just like sitting there, and then you just like feel love inside of you. All you're like, oh jeez,
I feel it.
It's rising. Oh, it's gonna come out.
Help.
It's surprising. What? Okay, read it one more time.
All right. Your love is surprising. I can feel it rising. All the joy that's growing deep inside of me.
Wow.
Some of these really do ride the line.
They like really ride the line. Like I have no idea. And, like this was like me in the LaCroix episode. Like for you, it's probably like, oh come on, this is about
but you're doing like better than I did. Honestly.
That's true. That's just because LaCroix is fake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, for you though, it is a 50-50. For me, it was
there's a
little shoot in the dark.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sort of situation. Yeah. But I mean, not that I'm saying I'm better than you, but I am.
No, like I mean, but it's definitely clear who's better. Yeah.
I'm cooler than you.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
All right. Worship song or love song?
I gotta go worship song. That's like,
It is worship song.
It is?
Yes. Okay. It's the song Hallelujah, and I didn't find a artist for it. I think like a bunch of churches.
It's just God.
Yeah, it's just God.
God gave us that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, big props.
Inspired by the big man.
Yeah. Your love is rising. Oh, right. I love, yeah.
Okay. You're going to love this next one.
I'm ready.
I kind of laughed when I read it, and I had to include it in here. Now you're lifting me up instead of holding me down, stealing my heart instead of stealing my crown.
What?
If any church is singing this,
that's awesome.
It's sus.
Well, let me. God, give my crown back.
Good.
Give
stuff
it
holding me down.
That moment when God holds you back from the crown.
From the Jedi Council. He's holding me back.
When he lets you on the Jedi Council but doesn't grant you the rank of master. Okay, it's got to be a love song. There's no, I don't even understand who's singing that as like a love song, though.
Yeah,
like,
me neither, but yeah, it is a
love song. Wow.
It's the song Butterflies by Kacey Musgraves.
Wow.
I'm going to have to listen to some of these after we go through this episode.
Yeah. So. Maybe you can play some of them at various points.
Yeah. I'll just kind of play a little snippet of it. Like, at the points where I'm reading it, I'll insert it so it's also playing the music.
Yeah, but you're also reading it and it's playing in the background, but like slightly off.
Yeah. All right, we got a few more here.
Okay, I'm quite going really well, to be honest.
Like a tidal wave crashing over me, your love is fierce.
What?
All of these, you're just...
Who's, like, what? In a tidal wave, and they're like, yes, love.
Love in a tidal wave.
Yeah. This is what love feels like.
Your fierce. Love is reckless. Wait.
Wait, no.
Oh, I just spoiled the next one. Oh, really? I did not include that one.
Okay, it's too obvious.
Yeah. A love song.
Too obviously a love song, yeah.
Alright, love or worship?
Read it to me again.
Like a tidal wave crashing over me, your love is fierce.
I don't know what church is including the word fierce in their worship songs.
Probably the same ones that include reckless.
I gotta go love song.
I mean, you reckless lovers out there, I don't mean to diss or anything.
Yeah, no disrespect, but like...
Disrespect.
A little bit.
So you're saying love song?
I'm going love song.
It's a worship song.
What?
It's the song Fierce by Jesus Culture.
Fierce. Wow.
Like God's love is fierce. Yeah. I mean, it kind of...
Yeah, like a tidal wave.
Makes a little sense. Yeah, like God, you know, crashes, floods the earth.
The whole southeast of... America right now is just feeling
it's feeling the fierce love of God.
The fierce love of God in the form of a hurricane.
too soon. So that was two wrong, but you've gotten what, six or eight,
something like that. Yeah
So you're six for eight, so you're still doing
still good. Okay
still on your way to Starbucks.
Still on my way to Starbucks,
at least for right now.
Oh geez
we shall see about the future. All right. Your love never fails and never gives up. It never runs out on me.
Yes, I know this one.
You know this one.
Wow.
Love song.
I know this one. Oh, I'm gonna go really confident into one of these, and it should be so wrong. But this one's a worship song.
Yes, this is a worship song.
I can hear the tune.
Do you know the song?
I don't.
It's One Thing Remains by Passion.
I don't know where I've heard that song, but like the tune is like really clearly in my head.
I mean, when I kind of read it, it's like, your love never fails and never gives up, never runs out on me. Hey.
Yeah. You gotta find rap versions of all these songs. Yeah.
I'll find like a trap remix. All right. 7 out of 9 right now. Well done.
All right.
We're trucking right along. We got 6 left, so.
Wow, you found a lot.
I did. I
respect.
Alright. These fancy things will never come in between. You're part of my entity, here for infinity.
One more time, just run it back real quick. Just one more time.
You just want to hear me read it. You're like, this is really good stuff.
I'm
including this in all my worship.
Good lyrics. Yes.
Yes. these fancy things will never come in between. You're part of my entity here for infinity.
These fancy things. Fancy things never come
fancy in between. Things. You know, just the...
Just don't worry about
just
it.
Just those fancy things. You know?
It's so, like, non-specific and yet really specific at the same time.
These fancy...
Things.
Jewels? No. Things,
yeah. Things. Yeah. Fancy things, though. Don't fancy worry. Things. Yeah. You're part of my entity. I don't know who's telling the love of their life that they're part of their entity.
But who's telling God that they're part of their
entity? Yeah, also a good question. Who's talking to God about fancy... Fancy oh, things. Oh, sheesh. Oh, I don't know. Because I don't want it to be either. Like, I don't want this song to exist, to be honest. I'm gonna be so sad either way.
Yeah.
Either God's disappointed or someone out there is really disappointed.
I'll just read it one more time and then okay. You give us the okay. Answer. These fancy things will never come in between. You're part of my entity here for infinity.
I gotta go worship song.
Worship song. Yeah. It is a love song.
What?
It's the song Umbrella by Rihanna.
Oh my
god. This is a Rihanna song.
Oh yes.
I thought it was worship.
Yes.
I mean, to be fair, it was.
I mean, she's talking about entity and infinity.
Infinity and fancy things.
And fancy things. I thought it was like, don't worry about it, God. Like, fancy things. No fancy match things. For you.
Yeah, yeah.
No match.
I don't need no fancy things. You're part of my entity.
I don't even... Oh, I'm not sure what that means, but...
Man, alright, let's move on to the next one. That one was just... Nobody liked that.
Nobody wants that.
Okay. I can see you now. I can see the love in your eyes. Thoughts?
Well... I don't know who's looking at God. Seeing the love in his eyes. Oh, jeez. I honestly feel like my best bet is just keep guessing worship.
Just keep going worship until...
I mean, oh, jeez.
I mean, eventually, maybe you'll be right. I don't know. Maybe I don't even have any more worship songs.
It's just all love songs.
Or so the other way around. Or you could just be...
I could be right. For the
could
rest.
Just plug away.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Okay, read it one more time. Right.
I can see you now. I can see the love in your eyes.
Okay, well, the one about eyes earlier was worship. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna go worship.
So you're gonna go worship.
Yeah.
All right, this one was a worship song.
Yes! But also, no!
It's the song Broken Vessels by Hillsong.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
We got about four more.
Okay.
Let's go ahead.
I'm ready.
Okay, we'll go with this one. What a love I've found, your love awakens me.
That is something like stupid that some worship writer would write. Like they're just slumbering. And the guy's like, I love you.
Oh man.
Oh jeez. What a love I've found, your love awakens me.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Or it could be a stupid thing, a love song.
Yeah, either way. Like Sleeping Beauty. Yeah. Just like,
you know. What are your thoughts?
I gotta go love song.
Love song?
Yeah.
It's a worship song.
Gosh dang it.
It's the song Your Love Awakens Me by Phil Wickham.
Dang it, Phil Wickham.
You really don't like these Phil Wickham
He's
songs.
He's writing so many love songs.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Alright. Next.
He's just an emotional guy.
You know? He really is. Yeah. He really is. I think he's married, actually. Wow. He has a few kids, too.
Boy, his wife hella jealous.
Yeah.
Maybe he just
Can you write me a love song at some point?
Maybe he just reuses the same
song. Your love awakens me, babe. Like,
like babe, your love
like,
awakens
me. Like, no, that wasn't me. That was...
You want to use that one.
I mean, I'm sure if he chose the right kind of wife, she wouldn't get mad about
exactly.
Love songs.
Yeah. To God.
But she's still mad.
But she's bummed. She
real bummed.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Alright.
Okay.
We got a few more. Let's go ahead. Next one. Home, Let me come home. Home is wherever I'm with you.
I think I know this one too. I think this one's a love song.
I think it's a love song?
Yeah.
It is a love song.
Okay, okay.
Is it
like Lumineers or something?
No, it's Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros.
Oh.
Home. I don't
know. Okay. Interesting.
Nice.
Very good.
Okay. So yes, I honestly don't know what your score is, but okay. All right, we got two left. Let's go ahead and finish this off.
All right, two last.
All right.
Final.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go. You and me together through the days and nights. I don't worry because everything's going to be all right.
I mean, it's true that you don't worry because you got true, God through the days and nights. Yeah.
You and me together through the days and the nights.
Yeah.
I don't worry because everything's going to be all right.
That can't be a worship song. I refuse to accept that that's a worship song. There's no way that someone would talk about them and God together. Like, I'm going love song.
It was a love song.
Okay. I would literally leave this room right now if it was a worship song.
All right. We got one more.
All right.
One more.
Yeah.
The riches of your love will always be enough.
Oh, this is another one of those that's like, it's so short that like it could be anything, you know?
Yep.
I'm going to go worship on this one.
Worship for the riches of your love. It is a worship song.
Okay.
Well done.
Yeah.
It was the song Forever Rain by Hillsong. Oh, and the last one was No One by Alicia Keys.
Okay.
Haven't heard that one before.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I don't even know who Alicia Keys is. Never heard of her.
So that's actually the end of it. I don't have any more. Wow. And honestly, I wasn't keeping track
of
how many you got right. Perfect. But
at least four.
Yeah, I think probably got at least one right.
Yeah.
Quite honestly.
I might have made it. I was worried for a little bit, but I might have made it up there in the end, those last two.
I honestly think so.
Those really secured the bag.
I'll get you a Starbucks. I'm not going to go recount.
Andrew.
But, I mean, come on.
But...
Nah. But
like, you get me a Starbucks if I get you a Starbucks.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Tit for tat, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yep. I'm not just gonna buy you a Starbucks.
Like, yeah, it's stupid.
That's
I don't know why I would expect that.
Yeah. That's just me throwing money at the wind, you know. Why would I do that?
Yeah, what a waste, right?
Yeah, my mom always said, you know, be wise with your finances. So why would I spend money on you? So for this podcast, we're actually switching into our next bit where we just roast Christian.
Yeah, both of us just
roast the boy.
Yeah.
Anyways, I think that was kind of fun for me, honestly.
I enjoyed it.
Did you enjoy it?
I was surprised how many I couldn't get right.
Yeah.
Like, I thought it was going to be pretty easy, you know?
I did put some effort into
trying to find some good ones.
Find some good ones that like kind of rode the line.
Oh,
you know,
man. That Randy one, that got me. That really did. That really got me.
So funny. Anyways, we hope you guys learned a thing or two about worship/love songs. And maybe that some of them could be, you know, either.
Exactly.
You hear a lyric from a worship song.
Toss that boy in a love song.
Maybe it's not a... Yeah.
Yeah.
You can kind of build your own song.
Exactly.
Worship songs.
Yeah, right. Or that's, love songs, yeah.
Yeah, or vice versa.
Exactly.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
The colors of the morning are inside your eyes, Christian.
Thanks, Andrew.
When I see your eyes, I just see the morning colors.
I just love you forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen.
And I love you forever and ever. And ever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
I don't know how the song goes, so... Anyways, we hope you have enjoyed, and we hope you enjoy the rest of your week or month. If we don't see you for another
hopefully
month,
hopefully, we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Hopefully.
We hope so. Yeah.
Hit us up on the gram. Keep us accountable, maybe.
Yeah. If you want some more podcast material.
Yeah.
Honestly, send us some podcast material.
Yeah, because we're out of content. We're out of ideas, quite honestly.
This was an idea we came up with, and that tells you.
Honestly.
Sheesh.
All right. We hope you enjoy the rest of your night. My goodbyes are always just the best. I don't ever know what to say.
Yeah, have a good night.
See y'all later. So, everyone have a good night. If it's morning, wait until night and then have a good one, alright? Make it good. Unless you don't make it until then. In which case, I'm so sorry.
But at least you listen to a podcast.
Yeah, at least you got
to listen to this. We got a cent and a half out of it. Yep. You got a laugh or two out of it.
Tell them how much we make off of this.
Oh no. Like, oh jeez.
Hey, get your friends to listen and we make more money. We don't even care about you. We just want the cent and a half.
Yeah, before you die, please do.
Yeah, before you die, you might as well do a good thing and give us a penny and a half for our podcast. Because remember, it's not about the viewers or you. It's about us. Yeah. Our monetary game. Just remember that.
Yeah, we both dropped out of college for this.
So. Yep. To pursue our dream of not recording podcasts.
Yeah, we drop out to record this, and then we're too busy to record our episodes.
This is so bad. This is the worst outro we've ever had.
Oh, but you know we're gonna keep all of it. We can't pay enough to get an editor.
Oh, all right. See you later. Say bye, Christian.
Bye.
Bye, Christian.
Bye, Christian.